The impeachment trial of President Trump gets underway in the Senate today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell outlined the rules for the process, which include limiting each side's arguments to 24 hours over 2 days. The president's legal team is arguing two of the charges against the president, saying that they're constitutionally flawed. Here to discuss impeachment and how these proceedings might affect the 2020 presidential election are WBUR's political analysts. Democrat Michael Curry, former president of Boston's NAACP, is with us in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Also, Republican former Massachusetts Governor Jane Swift. Welcome.
Thank you.
So let's start with this big trial in the Senate. The expectation is that Senate Majority Leader McConnell is setting a very speedy timetable for this trial. He said among the rules so far that no evidence against the president that was uncovered by the House can be admitted without a separate vote. All kinds of rules that Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling a national disgrace. So I'm wondering your thoughts on Mitch McConnell's strategy here. Jane Swift.
Well, I think that this is going to be the real battle. I don't think the eventual vote is in real doubt, but how the process plays out and whether or not people think this is done fairly, I think particularly for senators who are at risk in the middle, will be very important. And I think there are many people who believe that hearing the charges, hearing witnesses is something that moderates of both parties believe would be a fair process.
And I'm wondering, Michael Curry, what do you think about this strategy by Mitch McConnell?
Yeah, I'm disturbed by it. I had a professor in college who used to say, you get what you want because you want what you get. This is a situation where McConnell really wants to limit debate. He wants to try to avoid much of the evidence that came in the House being considered. He's going against recent polls. The CNN poll that came out this week saying 69% of those polled want to hear new witnesses. He does not. And this debate will carry into the evenings and when people aren't paying attention. And I thought about the hashtag for many of us who are into the hashtag stay woke. This is hashtag stay sleep. People don't want you to pay attention to this debate.
Do you think McConnell's strategy could backfire, Jane Swift?
I do think it can backfire. I think that people want ultimately to believe that their elected officials are conducting themselves in the best interests of the country, not of their own political end game. Although I will say for generations, doing things late at night when people aren't paying attention is an age-old trick to divert attention. And ironically, I also think that the three senators, Democratic senators, who likely will vociferously disagree with the process, may secretly be happy if this gets over quickly.
Now, let's talk about the defense, the president's defense team and what they've said thus far. There was a legal brief filed yesterday regarding what the legal arguments might be in this case. His team is saying that the two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, do not approach the constitutional threshold as impeachable offenses. Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz is on his legal team, and he told CNN that these charges set a dangerous precedent. Let's listen.
Abuse of power, even if proved, is not an impeachable offense. That's exactly what the framers rejected.
I'm wondering, what do you think of this legal strategy, Michael Curry?
I mean, there's a debate that's going on, I think is a legitimate debate, but it's one that's flawed on the Republican side, on the White House's side. You know, it's high crimes and misdemeanors as a part of this conversation. And there's a lot of latitude here. I think that, you know, the White House is trying to raise the bar much higher for what you can use to impeach a president. That low bar of a high crime and misdemeanor is ambiguous. It's ambiguous for a reason. I think the framers intended it to be that way. And in this case, I think the argument is going to be made to the American people that what this president did is an impeachable offense. And it's on the Democratic Party, outside of the process that will play out in the Senate, to also make that case with the American public.
Jane Swift,
so
what do you think?
The president and his team have been losing some political ground. I actually think this is a smart political strategy because the more esoteric the constitutional arguments become, the more you lose the public. So if you can't get it done late at night, get it done in really esoteric constitutional law language. I think mostly what Americans want to know is, did the president put his own political interests in front of the best interests of the country? Did he put the nation at risk for his own political gain? And then did he or anyone in his administration, did he direct any of them to lie, obfuscate about it? When it's in that language, which, by the way, is the kind of language that the president himself has used very effectively to talk to the American people, that's when I think the American people pay attention. When it gets to what the actual specific language in the founders intended, I wish that we could have a constitutional law class for the country, but I fear that's not effective at this point in time.
So you don't think that we're going to get sort of clear questions or clear answers or even maybe a clear debate during this process?
I think we may get a very interesting debate for a very small percentage of the American people.
The president is at an economic conference in Davos, Switzerland. He spoke this morning about the economy. No plans for him to appear at the trial at this point. How does the fact that the president's out of the country factor in here? What would you say, Michael?
I don't think there's much that plays out here that he's traveling. I think, you know, this president is notorious for being on diplomatic trips, international trips, and still making a domestic argument and weighing in on local matters that he probably should stay away from and focus on what he's there for. But I think he has enough surrogates. His legal team seems to be growing by the day. He'll have enough folks making those arguments for him.
How about the fact that this trial and the timing of this trial in the Senate means that the senators who are presidential candidates, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, they'll all be effectively pulled from the campaign to be there? Do you think that this is detrimental to their campaigns, James?
Well, you're freezing the race at a time. And the race, if you look at the polling today, is very unsettled. It's a very close race. It reminds me a lot, frankly, of the race on the Republican side 4 years ago that had us nominate Donald Trump. No one who is really breaking through with anything that looks anything like a mandate or a majority. And so I think that it is not necessarily good for the prospects of the Democratic Party to be gaining momentum to beat Donald Trump. If you are one of those three senators, I think if you are Elizabeth Warren, freezing the race right now, not good because you're not trending well. I think for Klobuchar and Sanders, depending how organized you are in Iowa, whoever comes out of Iowa strong, I think is going to be in a good position. And both Klobuchar and Bernie, I think, have a little bit of momentum right now.
Hmm. Michael Kerr.
Yeah, I think this is the time where you pull out your best surrogates. I know that Warren is pulling out Representative Katie Porter from California. I would not be surprised if she taps Ayanna Pressley to make some stops for her, the host of Queer Eye. You know, there's a host of people that Warren will pull. I know Bernie's going to pull Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. So they're going to pull out their stars, the people who will draw people to the rallies that'll give them the kind of touch that they're missing by not being in Iowa. One of the things you hear about Iowans is they want to meet you and they want to meet you several times in order to consider you as a candidate. But if you send me somebody that is exciting, that will draw my attention, I think the Iowans will take to that. And Joe Kennedy is also, I believe, a traveling for Senator Warren as well.
All right. Well, thanks to both of you for coming in for our weekly conversation. Michael Curry, former president of Boston's NAACP. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Republican former Massachusetts Governor Jane Swift. Thanks to you as well.
Thank you.